Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer. It's Monday morning, recording this Sunday actually. We have some sunshine in Georgia. What a wonderful day it is. It's been what seems like months and months of rain, but the sun is out today, so it's a glorious day. Hope it means a great start to the week for everyone here and for everyone listening. This is mini manual number 11, and I had to buy a new keyboard this weekend, a wireless keyboard and mouse. And I liked the it's not so much a manual, it's just sort of safety and compliance and warranty information from the Logitech keyboard and mouse. I liked it. It was nice and mini, seemed to fit for our episode, so I'm going to share that with you guys today. Logitech. Important safety, compliance, and warranty information. Read manual before product use. Warning. Improperly replaced batteries may present a risk of leak or explosion and personal injury. Mistreated rechargeable batteries may present a risk of fire or chemical burn. Do not open, mutilate, or expose to conducting materials, moisture, liquid, or heat above 54 degrees Celsius. Do not use or charge the battery if it appears to be leaking, discolored, deformed, or in any way abnormal. Do not leave your battery discharged or unused for extended periods. Do not short circuit. Battery life varies with usage. Non-operational batteries should be discarded according to local laws. If no laws or regulations govern, dispose of your device in a waste bin for electronics. Keep batteries away from children. Class 1 laser product. This optical device complies with international standard IEC/EN 60825-1:2007, Class 1 laser product, and 21 CFR 1040.10, except for deviations pursuant to laser notice number 50, dated June 24th, 2007-1. Emission of one or two independent parallel beams of infrared user invisible light. 2. Maximum power of 716 microwatts CW. Emitted wavelength is 832-865 nm. 3. Operating temperature between 5 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius. Warning. Use of controls, adjustments, or performance of procedures beyond those specified herein may result in hazardous radiation exposure. The product contains Class 1 LED. Operating temperature between 0 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius. Class 1M laser product. This optical device complies with international standard IEC/EN 60825-1:2007, Class 1M laser product, and 21 CFR 1040.10, except for deviations pursuant to laser notice number 50, dated June 24th, 2007. 1. Emission of a diverging beam of minimum plus minus 2 degrees of infrared user invisible light. 2. Maximum power of 1.4 milliwatts CW. Emitted wavelength is 832-865 nm. 3. Operating temperature between 5 degrees Celsius and 40 degrees Celsius. Warning. Laser radiation. Viewing the laser output with magnifying optical instruments within a 100 millimeter distance may pose an eye hazard. Invisible laser radiation. Do not view directly with optical instruments. Class 1M laser product. Do not open or modify the product except for battery removal and replacement. Do not disassemble or attempt to service this product because there is a risk of radiation exposure, which could injure you. Do not direct the infrared laser beam at anyone's eye or a reflective object. Do not immerse product in any liquid or exposed to heat or moisture. If product is exposed to out-of-range temperature environments, power off the device until temperature is stabilized within the specified operating temperature range. This is not a children's product and is not intended for use by children under 14 years old. If product is operating improperly, contact Logitech support. Product must be returned to the manufacturer for any service or repair. Long periods of repetitive motion using the product may be associated with nerve, tendon, or muscle injury in your hands, wrists, arms, shoulders, neck, or back. See a qualified health professional for pain, numbness, weakness, swelling, burning, cramping, or stiffness. Also, read guidelines at www.logitech.com/comfort. This product is safe under normal and reasonably foreseeable misuse operating conditions. Any changes or modifications to the product that are not expressly approved by Logitech may void the user's authority to operate the equipment and your warranty. Refer to Product Quick Start Guide for use instructions. FCC Statement. This device complies with Part 15 of the FCC rules. Operation is subject to the following two conditions. 1. This device may not cause harmful interference. And 2. This device must accept any interference received, including interference that may cause undesired operation. This equipment has been tested and found to comply with the limits for a Class B digital device, pursuant to Part 15 of the FCC rules. These limits are designed to provide reasonable protection against harmful interference in a residential installation. This equipment generates, uses, and can radiate radio frequency energy, and, if not installed and used in accordance with the instructions, may cause harmful interference to radio communications. However, there is no guarantee that interference will not occur in a particular installation. If this equipment does cause harmful interference to radio or television reception, which can be determined by turning the equipment off and on, the user is encouraged to try to correct the interference by one or more of the following measures. Reorient or relocate the receiving antenna. Increase the separation between the equipment and receiver. Connect the equipment into an outlet on a circuit different from that to which the receiver is connected. Consult the dealer or an experienced radio TV technician for help. Warning. Where shielded interface cables or accessories have been provided with the product or specified additional components or accessories elsewhere defined to be used with the installation of the product, they must be used in order to ensure compliance with FCC. Changes or modifications to product not expressly approved by Logitech Incorporated could void your right to use or operate your product by the FCC. Canada, IC Statement, CAN, ICES-003B/MMB-003-Class-B. This device complies with Industry Canada License Exempt RSS standards. Operation is subject to the following two conditions. 1. This device may not cause interference. And 2. This device must accept any interference, including interference that may cause undesired operation of the device. Cordless Radio Transmitter Products, Section A, RSS-310, 27 mHz Transmitters and Receivers. This Category 2 radio communication device complies with Industry Canada Standard RSS-310, Section B. RSS-210, 2.4 GHz Transmitters or Transceivers. This Category 1 radio communication device complies with RSS-210 of Industry Canada. Logitech Compliance. For product safety, EMC, RF, and energy information, go to www.logitech.com/compliance. Maintenance is not required for product compliance. this product complies with relevant legal requirements for restriction of hazardous substances, ROHS, and management of waste electronic and electrical equipment, WEEE, in the EU, Turkey, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, India, China, and Taiwan. For ROHS and WEEE information, go to www.logitech.com/compliance. Batteries, electronic and electrical equipment should not be disposed of with household waste. Wherever possible, they should be segregated and brought to an appropriate collection point to enable recycling and avoid potential impacts on the environment and human health. For more information, contact your local authorities or place of purchase, or visit www.logitech.com/compliance. Logitech Limited Hardware Product Warranty, a summary. Logitech warrants that its hardware product shall be free from defects in materials and workmanship for the length of time identified on your product package beginning from the date of the original retail purchase. See support.logitech.com for specific warranty information about your product and procedures to act on a warranty claim. Logitech's entire liability and your exclusive remedy for any breach of warranty shall be, at Logitech's option, to repair or replace a functional equivalent of the product, or to refund the price paid, if the hardware is returned to the point of purchase or such other place as Logitech may direct along with a receipt. Warranty protections are in addition to rights provided under local consumer laws and may vary among countries. See full warranty information to know your consumer rights and the additional protections provided by this product warranty. Logitech address. Logitech Incorporated, 7700 Gateway Boulevard, Newark, California, 94560. For Australia, New Zealand consumers only. Our goods come with guarantees that cannot be excluded under the Australian consumer law. You are entitled to a replacement or refund for a major failure and for compensation for any other reasonably foreseeable loss or damage. You are also entitled to have the goods repaired or replaced if the goods fail to be of acceptable quality and the failure does not amount to a major failure. This warranty is provided by Logitech International, SA, EPFL, Innovation Park, Daniel Borrell Innovation Center, 1015 Lausanne, Switzerland. Contact information for Australia, New Zealand consumers only. Logitech Australia Computer Peripherals Party Limited, The Wool Stores, Alexandria Shed 72, Suite 2.01A, 4F Huntley Street, Alexandria, Sydney, NSW, Australia, 2015. Telephone, 1-800-025-544. For any product or warranty-related questions, please contact customer care, www.logitech.com/contact. Contact information for Asia-Pacific consumers. Logitech Asia-Pacific Limited, Unit 1003, Tarawan, Zhengsha Wan Plaza, 833 Zhengsha Wan Road, Kowloon, Hong Kong. Full warranty information, support.logitech.com. So there's everything you could ever want to know about the warranties and liabilities about a Logitech keyboard and mouse. And if you want to know more, just go to their website. Sounds like there's even more warranty information. If you really get into this stuff, you can dig into it more and enjoy and let me know. Let me know what you think. So that was Mini Manual 11. If you have any thoughts, comments, reviews, go over to Apple and review the show. Those reviews mean a lot. Do appreciate it. We're at 11 right now, and I'd love to see that jump up to, let's see, 20, and then 50, and 100, and so on and so forth. So please go to the Apple and review the show. Share with friends. Subscribe, of course, if you haven't already. And, of course, other ways to reach out to the show, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com, howtosleepcast on Twitter, howtosleeppodcast on Instagram. Reach out to the show. Love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'll talk to y'all soon.